Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Get past the people. Get past the hitman.
Now, you know Chael was full of it for that one. But he came back. He beat Shogun Rua. Man, big upset there. Stopped him in the first round, of course. Chael Sonnen now set the hookup with Rashad Evans, the former light heavyweight champ. We'll talk about the UFC schedule in just a minute. Of course, UFC tonight, Fox Sports 1 from Brazil, Vitor Belfort and Dan Henderson. Dan Henderson and Vitor Belfort both taking testosterone replacement therapy. Now, I know that Dana White was all in favor of testosterone replacement therapy at the beginning, and now he's starting to have second thoughts because he saw Michael Bisping get his tail handed to him by Vitor Belfort, and sort of, you know, because Bisping was screaming about the testosterone replacement therapy. He was screaming about it. He wasn't happy about it at all. You know, Tito Ortiz wasn't happy about it. The fact that Forrest Griffin was taking that stuff and he didn't know. Is testosterone replacement therapy is how I see it, legalized cheating?
Yeah, in my opinion, I think that it's cheating. I think you gotta, you know, if you're at the point where you need that, then you need to retire and find something else, you know. I just don't think it's fair to guys out there that are natural, clean, and train hard every single day. So for me, I personally, you know, would never do anything like that. I don't think that when it comes time to, if I have to do that in order to compete with the best guys, then I'm going to just, you know, hang it up.
Okay, GSP is, how can I put this? I think he's ready for Just for Men. You know, his hair is getting gray, he's getting old, he's getting ready to go. Johnny Hendricks is a formidable challenger here or what?
I think Johnny Hendricks is a two-round fighter. I think that, you know, he can possibly win this fight if he comes out in the first two rounds and sticks, you know, one on Hendricks or one on St. Pierre's chin. In my opinion, as the fight goes longer, it's better for George St. Pierre. You know, he's going to, you know, use his jab, use his footwork and his wrestling to try to put Hendricks on his back in positions that Hendricks hasn't been in. And, you know, I believe that St. Pierre is going to eke out a decision in this fight.
Okay, tell me about the world of MMA right now. As far as the top 10 pound-for-pound guys are concerned, you think John Jones is number one?
I'd have to disagree with that. You know, I think that Cain Velasquez is probably the pound-for-pound number one fighter in the world. You know, he comes with a tenacity that I don't see anybody else bringing into the cage. Cardio. His cardio is better than the 45, 35, 25-pounders, you know. So this guy comes in with a game plan. He sticks to it, and he fights. You know, he is the type of guy that, you know, if you hit him once, it kind of gets him embarrassed. And he's like, oh, you just hit me, and I'm going to fire back, and I'm going to hit you five more times for hitting me once. And I believe he's the pound-for-pound number one fighter in the world.
You know, he hasn't lost a minute of a round in any of his fights. He really hasn't. I mean, he got stopped at one time by Junior Dos Santos with the one punch. But outside of that, he's never lost a minute of a round.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty impressive. You know, he's young, he's agile, and he's fast, and always comes to fight. And, you know, he's one guy that I probably wouldn't want to fight.
Okay. Tell me about Tyrone Woodley. Who is he? What is he? And you're going to fight him November 16th underneath the Hendricks GSP card. Talk to me about it.
Tyrone is a young, explosive fighter. He's, you know, real athletic. I think that, you know, he's had some notable wins, you know, and he's also you know, just recently lost to a grappler in Jake Shields. So I think that Tyrone, you know, comes to fight, definitely comes to fight. And, you know, I think that my experience will be a big factor. And in the fact that I have a lot better cardio than Tyrone, I think will be the difference in this fight.
When you look at the different eras in the UFC celebrating 20 years, and I believe in November, December, 20 years of being the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. When you look back to the days of Royce Gracie and things like that, Royce couldn't compete nowadays, could he?
I don't think Royce could compete now. You know, I think the sport has passed him up. And that happens in all sports, you know. I mean, you look back in football, you know, you see some of these great quarterbacks. Do you really think they could compete today in the NFL? You know, probably not, you know. So I think that happens in all sports, is that the sport evolves and passes people up. And, you know, in the case of this sport, has done it several times to a lot of people in recent years. So, you know, it's going to continue. There's going to be a point where John Jones is no longer relevant. You know, Anderson Silva is no longer relevant. Cain Velasquez will be no longer relevant. It's just nature, and that's part of the sport.
It's evolving.
Yeah, it's evolving big time. I mean, think about when the sport first came out, when you had wrestlers like one-dimensional wrestlers, you know, like Randy Couture, for example. He was pretty much one-dimensional. He would get you against the cage, wrestle you down, and beat you up. And then he had to adapt and learn some striking. But, you know, the Kevin Randlemans were one-dimensional. You know, they were just wrestlers coming into the sport. And now you have guys that came into the sport that learned how to defend the takedowns like a Chuck Liddell and stand up and knock people out. And then now you have complete fighters like a John Jones, a Cain Velasquez that can stand up. You know, Cain Velasquez was just a straight wrestler. John Jones was a straight wrestler. Now look at him. You know, he's known as a very dangerous striker. Cain Velasquez is known as, you know, almost a murderer in there. He's just an animal when it comes to getting into the cage with striking and jiu-jitsu and wrestling. He puts it all together.
Speaking of animals, what about Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez a couple weeks ago? Good Lord, huh?
Yeah, what a heck of a fight, huh? They say that, you know, that fight is probably the most memorable fight in UFC history. And I would probably say that it's definitely up there. You know, it's a fight where you're like, wow, those two just fought their hearts out. And, you know, 100% they earned it. They earned fight of the night. And, you know, both guys came in there with the willpower to win, and they both fought hard.
Okay, Rashad Evans and Chael Sonnen, I mentioned that they're going to fight on this undercard with you. Who wins there, Evans or Sonnen?
I think Rashad Evans should win that fight. You know, a little better wrestler, you know, and a little more agile and athletic. So I think Rashad Evans is probably going to win that fight.
Did you really go 42-0 in 1 year as a wrestler?
Yeah, my junior year in wrestling. You know, wrestled at Edinburgh University, and we went 42-0 and won the national title that year. I only got taken down once. And that was by the Iowa kid, and then I ended up beating him in overtime.
All right, going back to getting taken down once, Chris Weidman had never been off his feet before the Anderson Silva fight, and of course that was a quick fight. He ended up knocking Anderson Silva out in the second round. I think Weidman's a real deal, but what I'm noticing is that these UFC fighters, Cain Velasquez is a good example of that, and Chris Weidman are using boxing 101 now. It's boxing 101, left hooks and right hands. I mean, they're throwing combinations.
Yeah, you know, that's as the sport's evolving. You have these wrestlers coming in and learning how to throw boxing punches and, you know, and kicks. And, I mean, if you would ever think that Cain Velasquez would be able to stand in front of Junior Dos Santos like he did in that fight. You know, he used his wrestling to get him tired and equal the game out. And, you know, Cain has great hands. He let him fly in that fight with Junior. And the same with, you know, Weidman and Silva. You know, Weidman's considered a wrestler and ends up knocking out a striker in Anderson Silva.
With boxing moves.
With boxing, yes, absolutely. And boxing's becoming a big part of mixed martial arts. And one of the things I said the other day to my boxing trainer was, you know, I said, hey, Marco, you know, it's becoming more of wrestling and boxing is what this sport's becoming.
Okay. Pound for pound, you think Cain Velasquez is the best fighter in the world? I can't argue with you on that. GSP, how much more time does GSP have left?
Well, it depends, you know. I mean, if he keeps winning, you know, these decisions that he wins, I personally don't like to watch him fight. I think he's boring.
Yeah.
You know, I think that he just goes out there and fights conservatively and ekes out decisions. So I don't like watching him fight. You know, if I wasn't on the card, I wouldn't be watching him fight.
Okay.
But I would pay to watch him versus Johnny Hendricks because the fact that Johnny Hendricks has knockout power. And there is a good chance that Johnny Hendricks comes out there with a big left hand and cracks St. Pierre and puts him to sleep. So that's why this matchup is so intriguing, is the fact that Johnny Hendricks has the ability to end the fight in knockout fashion.
Josh Koscheck is our guest, folks. He is a suicide blonde. What I mean by that is his hair has dyed by his own hands. And, of course, I want to ask you about UFC on Fox 9, Anthony Pettis and Josh Thompson hooking it up for the lightweight championship. Josh is a great guy. Pettis can fight. What's going to happen there?
Let me tell you, this is a fireworks fight. Both of these guys love to fight. They love to fight. You know, Anthony Pettis, when he gets in there, you could just see it on his face. That kid loves to be in the ring. And the same with Josh Thompson. You know, you go in there and you watch Josh Thompson fight. He's got a smile on his face. He loves to fight. So I think this is going to be a fireworks fight with these two.
You and Tyrone Woodley, you see this going the route? You see it stopping short? How do you see it when you wake up in the morning? I used to dream about fights. Do you dream about them too?
Yes and no. You know, I try to keep my mind off of the fight as much as possible so I can relax and get a good night's sleep. You know, I feel I'm going to win this fight. I don't know how. You know, there's a good chance that I choke him out or knock him out, you know. But I know I'm going to win this fight. I've trained. I prepared super hard for this fight. And I think Tyrone's, it's just not his time.
Okay. Josh Koscheck's been our guest, folks. He is, of course, a UFC fighter. He's on UFC 167. The main event will be GSP. George St. Pierre, of course, taking on Johnny Hendricks, a one-punch knockout puncher. That's going to be November the 16th from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada, UFC 167. I thank you so much for stepping by the studios, man. Thank you and your lovely PR lady. She's always beautiful to look at. Very easy lady to look at here. I mean, you travel with beauty.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Anyway, come back and see us anytime you want.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Best of luck, Tyrone Woodley. All right. I mean, Tyrone is either a chokeout or a decision.
Yeah. Guaranteed. One or the other. Yep.
When you look at yourself now at your age, how much longer? Got about 30 seconds. How much longer do you want to do this?
Until they don't want to pay me anymore.
Man, that's the perfect answer. Josh Koscheck. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Next up, boxing on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.